a big wall near the patio. I think we'll think this is this is a secret way. I know what I need.
What did you
wash my hands?
You do need to wash your hands, you're right. Be careful. What were you saying about?
Well, it was very wobbly.
Well, it's because you've got the stool rest on my shoes. It's not flat on the floor.
It doesn't matter.
What were you saying, Thomas? You could have a wall built near the patio and then Felix would think what?
No, we could have a wall where lots of boxes were and then Felix think this would be a scrapyard and he could see all the rubbish.
Felix will think it's a scrapyard. You're talking about the cat next door.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, let's try your hands, please.
Well, I wobbled. It made me jump.
Is it?
Right. Very steady. Pling!
Right.
Hey!
I can hear Daddy's Furby in the background. Right. Now we've got the scales.
Silly's not. Daddy's toy.
Yes.
Oh, but boy, please can I put the scales near me?
You can. Would you just like to pop under the table, please? Because we've dropped one of the weights. It's a small gold weight.
Okay.
The brass weight, the gold-coloured one, right?
I can see it.
Very good.
But Mum, I better be careful because it's a long way.
It's a long way away under the table, isn't it?
Yes. Got one. Here it is.
Very good. Right, I'm looking for some eggs in the fridge.
I need that.
Can you see any eggs, Thomas?
Let me look. No, I think we were.
No, we haven't got that. There we are. I can see them right at the back.
Jump! No.
Are you going to help me get the ingredients?
No, I'm just...
Yes?
I'm just saying this works properly.
You're saying it works properly. Do you think it does?
I think it does.
Right.
Mummy, those are sharp bits, aren't they, here?
Which are sharp bits? The pointy bits? Right, we've got two spoons because we'll each need a spoon, won't we?
Yes. I have the big one, please.
Well, I've seen you the little one, actually.
Oh, please, can I have the big one? Because I like big things.
Do you?
Please.
Okay.
I can eat. That's mine.
Right, so could you move, please, now? Because I need the stool to get into the cupboard to get the flour and the sugar.
Okay. This is mine, isn't it? And that's yours.
That's right. Well, we've got lots of wooden spoons.
Oh, no, we can make instruments.
Instruments, are they?
Yes, yeah.
No, don't bang to us, please. Stop it now.
Mine.
Pinching the stool again.
Whoops. Careful.
Right, now.
I got the big one. Hey, excuse me, that's for you, mummy.
What's this?
This one.
Yeah, so we're not at that stage yet, Thomas, so we?
Over here.
Very excited, aren't you? Right, so the first thing we need to do.
It's only funny when that's there.
Yes, is to weigh. Let's put the scales together. We need to weigh some sugar.
So I'll tell you when it's gone down.
Okay.
It's gone down a bit.
But it shouldn't have yet because we haven't even taken the lid off the sugar box, right? So we're going to pour this in here.
Yes.
That's it. Tell me when we've got enough.
Oh. Gone down.
Right, I think we've got too much, don't you? We're going to make some little buns, aren't we?
Right, let's smell the sugar.
Hmm.
Like sweet sugar, that smells.
Like sweet sugar? Well, sugar is very sweet, isn't it? No, don't. No, no, no. If you press on there, then we'll be weighing your finger as well as the sugar, and we'll think we've got enough, but really we won't have. Oh, are you going to pop the sugar from the scale pan into the bowl, please?
Okay.
Brilliant. Clever boy. Right, so now I'm going to get a little piece of kitchen paper to line
the scale. I'm going to weigh all the scales.
And let's weigh some of this soft margarine.
It doesn't feel soft.
Does it not feel soft? It's just gone off the fridge. The container's not soft, is it? There we are.
That's cold.
Cold, yes, that's right, it'd be in the fridge. Yeah. There we are. Now you've got to tell me again when the scale pan goes down, then we know we've got enough, don't we? Watch your head.
Sweet.
Did it move a little bit then?
It didn't. It did.
Perhaps we don't need too much more, do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, has it nearly gone down? Don't keep chugging the table, Thomas. It'll affect the weight. That's it. Do we need a bit more?
Yeah. It's gone down.
Has it gone down?
Yeah. It has. That means we've got too much. Too much more than we have.
Wait.
Yeah.
Right. There. Are we right?
Yes.
Jolly good.
Can I have that paper spoon ready?
You can.
Can I mix it round?
Well, not yet. You can in a minute.
Blah, blah, boom, boom. My head is spinning.
No, Thomas, don't do that. Listen, when you're cooking, you've got to keep things away from your face. If you start banging your head with a wooden spoon, we can't use that to mix cakes, can we?
Why?
Because your hair's got all sorts in it. It walks to the bus in the morning and it goes outside. If you put your wooden spoon on your head, you don't know, it might get on the wooden spoon. Then it'll go in the cakes and then you've got to eat it. Keep putting it in there. Right, shall we put the margarine and the sugar?
Okay. Right. And we slice it up with a fork when we have them made.
Well, I think you're thinking more of when we did the pastry, aren't you, for the mince pies. We need wooden spoons now.
You have that one, I have this.
Lovely. Right, thank you.
Chop, chop, chop. I'm digging up the sugar.
Are you?
Because this is a building site.
Is it? I hope this isn't making too much noise.
It is. The sugar is very noisy because building sites are very noisy.
We need to roll your skis up, Tom. Let me help.
Oops.
Right. That's it. How's that?
Big, 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 big.
Do you make cakes at nursery?
Yeah.
Oh no, don't tip it out.
Don't dig in.
And what happens at nursery? Who does the mixing?
Miss Ashley.
Is she? Are you allowed to mix as well?
Yeah.
Why aren't you mixing with me now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. So these cakes should be absolutely perfect because you know what you're doing, don't you?
It's sitting in the glory. Put it in the slice.
Make sure it stays in the bowl, please.
Sugar.
Because if it spills out of the bowl, then the cakes won't work because you won't have the right amount of ingredients, will you?
I'm not that big. My machine is going there and cutting it in bits.
Is it? What sort of machine is it?
Crushing machine.
A crushing machine? Just looks like a wooden spoon.
Just mixing it round now.
Is it cement you're mixing?
Now it's crushing it back again. For it all started, but it isn't.
Did you? Well, I saw you look out of the window. That's why I stopped and had a quick look, because I wonder what you were looking at. I can't actually see anybody.
But I saw a big truck when I heard it driving off when the tree was on.
When the Tweedies were on?
Yeah.
You saw a big truck driving off?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Daddy in a big truck, would it?
Yeah.
Unless Daddy suddenly started driving big trucks and not told me.
Big, big.
Now, what do you think to that?
Dang.
That's a nice mixture, isn't it? Now we've got to beat and beat and beat this
beat, beat,
until it gets almost white. and very fluffy.
They're fluffy and soft.
And soft. Now, let me just use your spoon to scrape my spoon.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have a little listen in the headphones while you're mixing.
Okay.
Because if it's too noisy, then Mummy will just give it a little mix on her own without the tape going. Okay? That's right. Do you want to sing a little song while you're mixing?
Okay. I sang Santa Got Stuck Up in a Chimney.
Oh, that's a good song.
Santa got stuck up in a chimney, he began to shout. He gave some boys room, get some new toys, and he then pulled me out. My beard is black, the shadow of a shack, my nose is tickling too. When Santa got stuck up in a chimney, achoo, achoo, achoo.
Very good, Thomas.
Is that too loud?
No, no, the singing wasn't too loud. I was just a bit worried about the mixing, the sugar mixing.
Mummy, can I give you your spoon? To get all that off my...
That's it, I'll give it a really good beat up in a minute. Oh, don't put it down there. Yes.
Give it. The waiters.
You're the waiter, are you?
And the cook.
Oh, are you?
Mummy. Mummy, I don't need your help because you are the waitress.
Am I? Oh, fair enough. I'm the waitress. So I get the job of serving the cakes when they're cooked, do I?
Yeah, and you better tell everybody which cake they want.
All right. Well, do you know why we're making cakes?
I do.
Why?
Because for... For Christmas.
For Christmas, well, yes. Making the cakes, not licking the mixture.
Yeah,
well,
me.
Listen, what about Curdy's birthday?
Yeah.
No, no, no. No, don't eat any more mix or the cakes won't work.
Mummy, excuse me. I'm mixing all it.
Yeah. Just let me give it a quick beat to get it even softer. Now, don't let go of your spoon. Well, it's Curdy's birthday. How old's Curdy now?
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, no, no.
5, 6, 7.
How old? She's 18, isn't she today? 18? That's a big age for Pussycat, isn't it? That's just over 4 times as old as you.
That's too noisy.
Well, I think it might be like a bit noisy. That's why I'm going to try and do it very quickly. Because if I do it quickly, then we can get on to doing something a bit quieter.
Oh, good.
So, when we've made the cakes, we'll ice them. And we'll put something on top.
Ready to get mixing.
Right, let me scrape my spoon onto yours.
Okay.
And you do a bit of mixing now with your spoon.
You tell everybody what they want to eat. And tell everybody after their sandwich or cake, after their sandwich or sausage, they can have the cakes.
All right then. Well, that's right, you've got to eat the savoury things first, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think at your birthday party, which will be in April, that's a long time away. Been a spring, won't it?
Spring is a long time.
It is, because it's winter now, isn't it? How about some crisps?
Yeah.
Things like hula hoops and ordinary crisps and little cheesy watsits.
Yeah.
Some sandwiches?
Yeah.
What sort of sandwiches would you like?
Cheese and ham.
Cheese and ham? What about some jam ones?
Yeah.
Cheese, jam and ham sandwiches.
You better have sweets there.
Oh, do we better have some sweets?
You have to put on top of my cake.
Oh, right, okay. And how about some jelly and ice cream?
Yeah, Mummy, what are we going to have top of my cake?
No. What are you going to have at the top of your cake?
Jelly tops.
Jelly tots?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually wondering about getting some jelly babies and some jelly tots to go on top of these buns when we've made them.
Mummy, I'm telling you what are jelly tots.
Jelly tots are like, they look a little bit like Smarties, you know that sort
Mummy, I'm just going to show you what they look like.
Right. They're flat and round, but they're all sugary, aren't they, on the outside?
Yeah.
They look frosty. They look
Mummy,
like
and they're very big and they're very long to eat.
Long? Well, a whole packet might take a long time to eat. They're like coloured flying saucers that Jack Frost has sprinkled his magic frosty dust on. Aren't they? Sparkly.
Mummy, has everybody eaten all the
No, not meals? Yet, because I think we also do some... Sausages. Would you like sausages at your party?
Yeah.
And how about Mummy, some little things
is
like...
Is everybody eating all the meals yet?
No, not yet. And how about some little chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
And little bits of pizza?
Yeah, and chips.
Oh, well, I don't think... If we're going to hire the church hall, perhaps... There's Rachel there. Perhaps if we're going to hire the church hall, we can't do a lot of things like that. We'll have things that are ready cooked. We can have some little bits of pizza.
Ready, steady, cooked.
Ready, steady, cooked. Nana and Grandad like ready, steady, cooked, don't they? No, be careful with the mixture, darling.
Make
tonight's nice
mashed potato.
Oh, is it mashed potato? Wow. Do you know what you could do,
sweet.
We could do with putting a big chef's hat on you. I haven't got a chef's hat. We've got a Santa hat somewhere. I don't know where it is. It'll be in the loft still because we don't start getting Christmas things ready until Purdy's had a birthday, do we?
What are you looking for?
I was just looking to see if I had a little party hat in the drawer, but I don't think I have everything's in the loft with the Christmas decorations.
Mama, look, I can see poking out.
What's poking?
That plume.
Oh, it's off a bib, isn't it? It's a string off a bib. Right, come back.
Let me mix all this up.
Because once Purdy's birthday's over with, then we start thinking about Christmas. Although actually, we've...
I'm making a nice sausage for you.
Are you? We've already done a little bit of Christmassy things.
Mummy, but wait and wait, because it's a long time.
Oh, all right, I'll wait. We've had the Christmas fair, haven't we, already? We've made lots of
Mummy's just pick up. I need it mixing a bit.
Right.
It's finished now.
Is it?
It's getting hot.
Is it?
Yes. Mummy, I had a bit and it's very good.
And you've had a bit, so there you go. Mmm. Look what I found. It's not a chef's hat, it's a woolly hat.
Just pretend
it's a chef's hat. Wow, you look
a Mummy.
You look a nice, smart chef.
Mummy, when I do this, I know
that I No, when you put it through your eyes, you don't have a clue what you're doing, have you?
I do.
Silly chef.
Yeah, but I know what I do because I can feel the bowl.
Can you? Alright, then that's clever. Don't put the hat right over your mouth, darling, or your nose. You won't be able to breathe. And also, I won't be able to hear what you're telling me.
I can. Because my ears are there and I can hear.
No, you can hear what I'm saying, but I might not be able to tell what you're saying very clearly because of your app. Are you the blind chef?
Yeah. I am the blind chef.
Oh, it's beautiful green cake mixture there, blind chef. That's a beautiful green cake mixture. Do you think it's green?
Yeah.
No, it's not green, is it?
This is.
Okay, it's a nice mix-up, aren't we?
This is a, I know what could be a chef's hat.
Well, be careful with that on there.
I know what could be a chef's
hat. What can be a chef's hat?
I'm going to look.
All right. Now, Thomas, no, listen, you've got dirty hands, Liv, you've been mixing. What
I
do you want?
Can
be one. No, Thomas, come here, please. You've got
a balloon can be one.
No, a balloon can't. Silly Billy, that's a nice birthday thing as well, isn't it?
What?
What do you think Purdy would like balloons for her birthday?
Yes!
Should we sing happy birthday to Purdy while I'm mixing?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Purdy.
Purdy Wordy.
Happy birthday to Purdy.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Okay.
This is a bite to eat.
Is it? Right, so I think they're doing quite a good job with this. Have you noticed how it's changed in colour from yellow to it's almost, well, it's creamy white now, isn't it? I don't think we'll mix it too much together because of the noise. Nice and soft. It drops off the spoon easily now, doesn't it? Well, Purdy's birthday is today. That's the 7th of December.
Not today, but we've now got the balloons up.
Well, we haven't got the balloons up yet, no. Nana's birthday is on the 13th of December. Is that Monday?
Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just a minute, we're going to look at the calendar. And I'm taking the mix with me because I know you'll crunch the bowl.
No, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I won't. Yummy, I need to order sugar.
Are you?
Yummy.
Right, Thursday, today, Purdy's birthday. 7th. Nana's birthday is on Wednesday.
Monday.
The 13th.
Can I have that big bowl?
No, not yet. Not yet. We'll use that in a minute. Right, so Wednesday, Nana's birthday. Now listen, next Friday. Not this Friday. Next Friday.
I'm getting a bowl.
Next Friday. Don't just sit on that chair a minute.
No, but I want to get the bowl because I won't make
no,
it.
No, not now. Just a minute.
Oh.
Next Friday. Nursery Christmas sing along. That's in the morning. In the afternoon, the Beehive Christmas Party. That's 1 till 3. Excuse me if it's another good reason we didn't have the bell there. And then in the evening, 6:30, it's the church Christingle service. That's next Friday, very busy day, the 15th. Nana and Grandad will be coming to listen to your nursery sing-along. And then they'll be going to church to the Christingle service. Now that day...
Please, Mummy. Please
that in a minute, how about next Friday doing a big cake for a joint Nana and Purdy's birthday? Do you think Nana would like that?
Mix.
Yeah, you keep mixing.
I would
imagine Nana would say, well, I've never had a birthday cake with a cat before. But we could have a joint little party for Nana and Purdy, couldn't we?
I will tell Nana that.
Yeah. You think she'll like that?
Yeah.
But these little buns are just for us tonight, aren't they? And we can put balloons
in. May I please? Can I add a big box?
Let me just mix this a bit more, then we need to add the eggs.
Ouch! Too much noise!
Ow! Is it hurting your ears, Thomas? Never thought anything would be too noisy for you.
Too noisy for you, and mind your business.
Excuse me. Now that's a rude thing to say. You don't tell Mummy to mind your own business. That's naughty, Thomas.
Ding dong.
Bell. This is in the well.
Mummy, you know what could be a bell? Don't ring the bell because this could be a bell.
We don't the scale apart and it bangs down. Right, we're going to have one more mix and then put in the eggs in. Thomas, stop shouting. You're much more noisy than the cake, mate.
Ow!
Stop. There, beautiful. Now, rather than putting the eggs straight into the cake mixture, we do them one at a time into this little bowl. You need two eggs.
I need two eggs.
That's it. No, are you going to break? Just one at a time. No. One at a time. Very carefully, we tap it on the side of that.
I want to watch.
Oh, there we are.
Yay.
Right.
No, can I?
Don't touch it now. No, don't do anything at the minute.
Whoops, a little bit's gone in.
Hasn't it?
Yes. A little bit of shell has gone in.
Has it? No. You mustn't touch those tiny things.
A little bit has gone in. Yeah.
Tiny, tiny fraction of shell. That's it, because if you drop eggs, they are terrible to clean up. Now, with a fork, shall we give it a little whip? A little beat. Oh, look at that. What colour's it gone now?
Lovely.
Sit down a minute.
Why?
No. They break easy. Okay.
Why?
I just thought you might be tired of standing. Are you all right?
No.
Do you want to give the egg a little mix?
Okay.
Give it a little mix. Now, before we put it in here, we want to weigh out some flour. Because when we put the egg we'll do that now. When we weigh out, when we add the egg, we want to pop a little drop of flour in the mix as well.
I'm just shutting it.
But we'll need another egg in a minute, hold on.
Okay.
Right, should we weigh out some flour? Mommy, look.
Something. That opens
the other cup. It's a bag of flour, isn't it? Right, now we need to do the same as we did with the margarine and the sugar.
Oh, look, Dad.
That's right, you look and tell me when the flour...
Done now.
Right.
Mare?
Yes?
What's that white machine for?
Do you want to come and stand back here?
What's that?
It's called a spatula.
What's
and that? That's for scraping the bowl out with the cake mix when we finish.
Oh.
Mummy. Yes.
Oh, there is Gumblad.
But where's Gumblad, darling? The microphone. Oh no, that's the silly Billy. That's the burglar alarm. That's not the microphone, is it? No.
Where's the burglar?
Well, there's one microphone up there. Look, above the patio door. There's another one on top of the Welsh dresser. And the burglar alarm is in the corner of the room. Now, would you like to go and get the sieve from the top of the cooker, please? And then we're ready to add a bit of flour and the egg.
Okay.
Mind the equipment, darling, please. Come around this way.
What's the matter? Yeah. I will go in the
sieve. All right, you'll go the scenic route, will you, underneath?
They're right.
Just as long as you don't tread underneath those tape recorders.
That's better.
The sieve, please, on top of the cooker. It's like a pan, but it's got lots of holes in it. That's it. Oh. I told you not to put a wooden spoon on your head and you come back from the kitchen with a sieve on your head. Stand there, let me go and get the mirror. Stand there. You do look funny because it's got two little hooks at the back for hanging up and they look like ears. What do you think you look like?
Oh my god, it's a silver fan.
A silver fan, it's called a sieve. Right, now we better give that a quick sort out now.
I'm going to get up.
Right, do you know it looks a bit like a fishing net?
That's
good. I think I've just got to stop worrying about things like that.
Why are you smacking it?
I smack it when I was just giving it a bit of a shake to get anything out of it that might have gone in. Right, now, what we need to do now, let's tip this egg from this bowl.
Oh, good.
Into there.
I love to tip.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, so the next thing you can do...
is put that there.
Is put that there, brilliant. And I'll put a tiny bit of the flour that we've weighed out through your sieve. That's it, give it a shaky, shaky, jakey. And there. And this time, we mix it in.
Now, put it back on there.
No, please don't do that. No, because apart from it not being very nice with the cakes, if you get flour in your hair, it'll be a hair wash in a minute. Right. In a minute, you can give this mixture another mix before we put the next egg in.
I
can't see it from doing anything.
I can put it on my
head. No. You can't do that. Can you imagine if you went to a party wearing a sieve instead of a party hat? That's it. The Beehive Party fancy dress competition.
Whee!
Right, let's do the next egg. Do you want to just beat this before we put the next egg in?
Beating
it with a wooden spoon, mixing it.
Ooh.
Mixing and beating and stirring are all the same word. That's a mix, that's a beat, and that's a stir. A mix, a beat, and a stir.
Yeah, I know.
The beat is what Mummy does when she's making batter, like Yorkshire pudding.
No!
Right, next egg. That's it. Hello, shotgun. Can I have an egg from your shop, please?
Okay. Here we are.
Oh, lovely.
But, Mummy.
Oh, be careful.
Sorry, I nearly run out because of two.
Oh, we nearly run out. We've got two. Well, I only want one.
There you go.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. Shall we put this in the red bag?
Okay, I will shut my van.
Right, it shuts.
And there's enough.
Right, it shuts like that. That's it. Now we must put the egg right out of the
way. I want to do it. Why? Just shut in my truck.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you know what we've got to do now?
I don't. Tap it.
We'll tap it, but we've also got to write eggs on our shopping list because there's only one egg left. We don't need the sieve yet, Thomas. Let's just tap the egg. How many taps do you think it'll
take? One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh! Whoops, we've got eggshell in again.
Not again.
Not again. Oh, oh gosh. These eggs, they're very fresh, but the shells are a bit hopeless, aren't they?
Yeah, because they go in.
There's a very good date on them. They're not out of date, but they're...
A minute to spoon.
Well, just a minute. We've got to get this eggshell out. What I think we might do...
What?
It's just somewhere in there. We might get that simple thing that we have to separate the eggs. Because I think we've made a bit of a mess of that one.
Oh! You know that timer when you go ding 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 ding?
I do, yes.
That one we could use.
Well, I don't think that would help with separating the eggs.
I need that.
I don't think the kitchen timer would help to separate eggs, do you?
It's not slipping out that bit.
No.
I don't know why.
Right, we'll get something else. How about this?
What?
A little tea strainer. Sip.
I want that.
Right.
Yeah, that's better.
Has that done the trick?
Yeah.
Right.
Split it out. Just leave it.
No.
Do you want to taste it?
Oh no, never eat raw egg, darling. No. No, because it's not nice. Egg's nice cooked and in things, but not raw.
Why are you fingering?
Because I'm just giving it a bit of a whiz round.
Oh, but Mummy, you cook us, don't you, better wash your hands?
Oh yes, I'll be washing my hands, don't worry about that. When you're cooking things, baking, you've often got to stop and wash your hands, haven't you? Because you can get sticky.
Wicky fingers.
That's right, sticky fingers. Now, there may...
That's their wicky fingers.
Wicky fingers. There might be a little bit of eggshell in there.
Oh.
But we can't help it, can we? We've tried. Are you putting your chef's hat back on?
I know what. I get the fire brigade.
Why do you need the fire brigade, Tom?
Because I'm getting the shell out.
No, come back, please. Don't go through there. You've got no sticky hands, Thomas. Back here, please. Come on, please.
Wait, I can't see any sugar.
Come here, please. No. Come on, you've got to learn to do as you tell, Thomas. Come on, I want some help there to mix this egg.
I don't want anybody.
You don't want anybody. Come on, we'll get the fire brigade later, but not now.
Well, I want you to play with me later.
Yes, I'm going to later. Come on. We'll play.
I'm just waiting for you finish.
And I can't finish without you because you're my right-hand man. Come on, we need some more flour now, please.
I get it!
Oh, did you trip up then? Right, do you want to give the egg a quick beat, please? Okay. Brilliant. Right, should we tip it in there? Would you like to tip it in?
Open.
Great. I think we've got all the shell out, actually, don't you?
Well done, then. Pack it up.
Well done, then what?
Pack it up.
Pack it up. Is that what Bob the Builder says?
No. Simon.
Oh, Simon Sam. queen is?
Yeah.
Do you remember we used to sing a song with Julian at music time?
What is it?
About milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
I've forgotten how it went now, but what shall we make? A strawberry milkshake. Shake, 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 shake. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Let's do the banana one.
All right. What shall we make? A banana milkshake. Shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake.
What shall we make?
A strawberry.
A strawberry one again. Shake, 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 shake. We could do chocolate.
Yeah.
What shall we make? A chocolate milkshake. Shake, 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 shake.
Then let's make banana one.
Again, right. What shall we make? A banana milkshake. Shake, 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 shake,
shake,
shake. That's right, I've got rid of the wooden spoon now. Now we've put the flour in. And we're using this metal spoon, aren't we?
Oh, how does any big ones?
Because we don't want... Yes, it's not a teaspoon, it's a big metal spoon. Because we don't want to...
beat
it anymore. Now, look at that. What do you think to that mixture?
Nice and sweet.
Is it nice and sweet? Now what we need to do is to put the little paper cases.
Then I have to put my head on the table.
Pardon?
I'm putting my head on the table.
Putting your head on the table now. Would you like to come into this chair? Because this is the job you can do sitting now. Don't your legs get tired. We can get some nice paper cases out of the cupboard. Oh, and we can put them in the bunting.
Little
paper cases. Little things at the bun cases, paper cases.
Do you mean sugar cases?
Sugar cases, is that what you call the nursery? Oops, gosh, that was a big bang. Sorry, that was a cooker door. I've seen you hide the spatula.
Hey, Daisy Bones. I got this to make music.
You got it to make music? Hey! Is it fun?
Hey! Give me that back, please.
All the things in the kitchen.
Hey!
All the things in the kitchen that you can make music with. It's wonderful, isn't it? Got pots and pans and...
Got it.
Right, these are paper cases. Oh, look, we've got these.
Oh, yeah.
Which have little Christmas. Look at those. Christmas paper cases, but those actually are for sweets. They're far too small for what we want, though. Now, as you do this at the nursery as well, we have to just put one paper case into each of the holes in the bunting. How's that?
I'm just doing it.
Clever, aren't you?
What is that? And then we got masses, haven't we?
We got masses halfway.
We can go, hey, we could go around the town.
We could go around the town, could we?
Oh, yes, I could.
Actually, we've got some plain ones here, but we haven't got very many fancy ones. Perhaps when we next go to the shop. But they're just plain pastry paper cases. The ones that you use in a... Well, I think you'll find that you've got quite a lot of there.
Yeah.
When we go shopping, we'll go and find some more fancy paper cases. We'll perhaps get some more Christmas patterns on, shall we? Because the only ones we've got with Christmas patterns on now are little sweetie cases, aren't they?
There's already more. Just there, because that's it.
We're in that.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got more than one in that one. Look.
Oh, good.
And we've got more than one in that
one. I'm going to get it.
No, there's three in that one, Thomas. You can take some out of there and it'll fill those holes up. Okay. How's that?
Miss Ray, you can't see any more, please. We're missing.
That one's got more than one, I think. So is that one. There we are.
I saw it. One.
If you've got any spare, we can go back in the tub, can't they?
Where this one's going to go.
That's it, pop it back in there. There's more than one left. So would you remind me when we're shopping?
I'm just putting this in the oven.
Well, I think we need to put the mix in first. Let's get the shopping list. And we need to write on it.
Yeah.
That's the shopping list.
I got this.
Got the spatula again, have you? Right. Look, we've got, on the shopping list, we've got washing powder, digestive biscuits, fruit, I've written down apples and pears and bananas, milk.
And cough medicine.
And cough medicine. Cough medicine?
Yeah.
You silly Billy.
Please, please.
From our tray.
And take your hair.
No. Have we said bun cases?
Yeah.
Bun cases. And what was the other thing that we were running out
of? Donuts.
Thomas. Help us. Eggs. Yeah. Eggs and bun cases.
And we run out of donuts as well.
Yes, alright. We haven't run out. It's not as if we have them in every time. What you mean is you'd like some donuts. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right. So washing powder, digestive biscuits, apples, pears, bananas, milk, from our shray, bun cases, eggs and donuts.
You're a mess pilly pot.
You're a bigger mess pilly pot than me.
You're a pooey pot.
No. Oh dear. Oh gosh, cough. Have you got a cough?
Mm.
Or are you just doing that because you want me to put it on the list?
I'll do cough medicine.
No, grand coughing. Well, I don't need to buy any cough medicine. We've got some. What else do we need to put on the list?
Cough medicine, cheese. Sandwich.
Oh, cheese.
Blows. Sandwich. Blows. Sandwich. Blows. Sandwich. Marmalade. Blows.
What's blows?
Blows. Blows.
Purdy. Purdy food. Because we always need purdy food when we go shopping, don't we?
Yeah, you tickle me, you nicey blighty.
What sort of food do we buy purdy?
We need dog food.
We haven't got dog food.
Dog food for Purdy, actually.
Are your hands very clean now?
Yes.
Right, well, now we get to the stage of report. Teaspoonfuls of mixture into bun cases.
Daddy!
Come here, we won't use that big spoon anymore.
Yes,
do you get to lick it at nursery as well? Does Miss Ashworth and Miss Lansdale let you lick the spoon?
No.
You make pizzas at Mrs. Platford's. Have you ever made cakes at Mrs. Platford's?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Well, there should just be 12 on there. Do you know what 12 cakes are called? 1 dozen. Do you want to lick that spoon?
Oh, no, I don't want to.
All right. Okay, we'll put it to one side. And we'll use a teaspoon.
Let me get to the...
Are you happy sitting down or do you want to stand back on your stool?
I'd like to sit down.
Alright, we do this together, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you can reach really, can you?
I can't. But it's a bit near.
Well, I think that's why if you stand up, you could perhaps do a bit better.
Go all the way from town, Mummy. Mummy, this is... rubbish tidy. And Mummy, you're just then flushing all the bags up.
Mm-hmm.
I could stop and psh. Good girl, Mummy.
Right.
Mummy go psh. Psh.
There we are. How many more have we got left to do now?
Three.
Three, very good. Just three bags.
One do crush open pieces, one mummy, right there, we've got all around now, excuse me, mister,
just smooth the tops round like that.
I don't want to really, because I get dirty hands.
You get dirty hands? I thought little boys liked it in dirty hands. Especially dirty hands where you can lick it off. We perhaps haven't put enough mixture in some of these, but what we'll do when these are baked, we'll do some more in another tray, shall we? Do you like that?
Yeah. Shall I make a layout of beef up?
Well, what's the moment? Not until we've done this, because we might drop it.
I will be careful.
No, it needs to be flat on the table, Thomas, please.
Just flat on my finger.
Flat on your finger? No. Because we're going to end up dropping it on the floor, and then what a mess. And you'll have to tell Purdy that there aren't any buns for her birthday tea because we dropped one on the floor. And Auntie Mabel and Pippin, when it's Pippin's birthday, what does Auntie Mabel make for Pippin?
Sausages.
Sausages. I think we need to get some nice food for Purdy tonight. Perhaps some fresh fish or a fresh piece of chicken.
Chicken.
And she likes those little crunchy biscuits, doesn't she? And we have to put some candles on some of these buns.
Oh, yes.
Well, actually, we've made 12 cakes. We'll have to make
it. Well, look at this.
Oh, dear, do I have to? You think we've enough to make 6 more buns? Because if we have, that's 18 buns. And Purdy's 18.
No.
I think we have.
No.
Right, so what we'll do, we won't put any off your shed. Let's get another bun tray and put some more paper cases in another bun tray.
Oh, yeah! What? And I could be the dustbin bag putting all the rubbish out.
You could be, yes, you're right.
You will get me dustbin bags ready to go. Oh, we've got some here!
Oh, no, they're too little. They're for little sweeties. When we make sweeties at Christmas, we'll use those.
Ring the bell, you are star the world. Oh, and the toss here comes a kid out. Flare a star, okay, star, okay, duck. Okay, duck, okay, duck, okay, duck. He's one to listen me one. A woman does say comes out, kid out.
He's singing
out.
What is it this said, Thomas? It's something in Ring the Bell, but I can't get it.
Ring the bell and you a star. Ring the bell and you a star. A woman does say comes out, kid out. Ring the bell and lost the bell.
Ring the bell and what the bell? Push the bell?
No, Malay. This is my place and you push the back in. It's always going to...
Right, now do the quick thing and I can put this mixture
in the oven. It was Ross the bell.
Ross the bell?
Yeah.
Right, so have you seen the bottom of this tray's blue and what's the bottom of that tray?
Silver,
it's red underneath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, pop them in here now, quick, and get the mixture in. That's
it. And this banana is going to be closed, so I hope I don't get chopped down.
Oh, I don't think I'll get chopped down.
Whoops!
Try not to chop you down, Thomas. Be careful. That's all I need. One more, that's all we need. Just one more, please. And then we've made 18 buns. Haven't we?
For Purdy's birthday. Uh-oh. We run out of buns.
Well, you might get to use the spatula in a minute.
I know that.
Right, we'll put them there. And that's... Oh, there's more than one there. But would you just like to separate that, please? Give it to him, that's it. Yes, give it a quick squish between your fingers. Very good.
Oh, Joseph,
now, would you like to use a spatula?
Oh,
are you all right? Is that your head?
No.
You bent down to pick the spatula up and banged your head.
Look at my brain.
Could you get the spatula? There we are.
Okay. And here I am. Here I am. How do you do? Ah!
Right, now, let me show you what we do that spatula.
Okay.
It's a scraper.
I can't see.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Scrape it round and then, look, you get far more on there than we can ever get with a teaspoon.
Okay, let me do.
Put that in the one case and then you can do the rest of the bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
That's it.
Smell it.
It doesn't matter, it's the end of the mixture anyway now, isn't it?
Can I lick it?
Well, let's get the bowl scraped first to make the bonds, and then you can lick out afterwards.
Daddy!
Because we've just got one paste now to fill, so we need as much mix. You scrape it, that's it. No, you don't mix it like we did with a wooden spoon. Scrape it now, so let me show you. Scrape. Like we're scraping ice off the core or something. A frosty morning. Here we get the cake mix, the cake mix, the cake mix. Here we get the cake mix from the inside of the bowl. That was a silly song, wasn't it?
Yes. Here we get the mixture. Here we get the mixture. Here we get the mixture. All the day was dawning. That was a stupidest song.
Oh, I think that was a beautiful song. Here we get the mixture, the mixture, the mixture. Here we get the mixture all the day long.
All day long.
Shall we sing Away in a Manger? That's a favourite, isn't it?
Okay. Away in the manger, look for a bed. The little boy Jesus laying on his naughty head.
No.
The stars in the bright sky. Look no more, look the little old river. And then that was the night. The stars in the bright sky. Look no more. Nothing happens. The genie is remember.
Away in a manger. Yes, you've accidentally got some on your finger, but they're licking. We've just about done these 18. The little
Electric thumb.
Lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky.
Hello. Have I time for the show? Too much is okay. What's that, Mrs. Clown?
Don't shout. Poo. Don't shout.
Right, poo.
Asleep on the hay.
What can I lie that on?
Lick it.
Yeah.
The cattle are lowing. The baby awakes.
I don't want
but
to lick it.
Lord Jesus. I'll lick it. Crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky. And stay by my side until the morning is mine. How about jingle bells?
No, we don't see the sky and lick my hand.
You're not singing to lick your hand. Right, we finished these buns. Let's get the oven lit and they can go in the oven and then we'll be back later to put some icing on the top.
Now that one.
Very nice. That tastes good.
But you don't like my hand.
Right, Mummy's made some icing. We've taken the buns out of the oven. They've cooked and they've cooled and they're sitting on this baking tray ready to be iced. Okay?
But they're still iced.
So I'll ice them.
Okay, we're going to cover all the Smarties up.
We'll put the icing on first, then we put the Smarties on. There you go. Shall we get some Smarties from the cupboard?
Okay, because I run out of them. Here. I know what we can put on as well.
What?
Kira's
Sweets. Kira's Sweets. Now we'll just put some Smarties. Mrs. Platford put some jelly babies on top of her buns to start the Christmas fair. Not the Christmas fair, the summer fair. They were really nice. There we are.
Now, next to me, this is here.
Right, there we are. Icing.
Two reds.
Two reds.
Yeah.
Two red Smarties. Who likes red?
Mummy.
Mummy, why does Mummy like red?
Because it's like pose.
Like poe.
Taste that.
Well, no, I'll finish. Don't lick your fingers in between, Thomas. No.
No, ice the buns, and then you can, eat one. Right, so you have to do one for Thursday.
I'm going to have blue one.
Are you? And why do you like blue?
Because it's stinky.
Is it? No, no. Look, we'll do a green one for Purdy because Purdy's eyes are green.
I'll say that for Purdy. Another one.
Yeah. Right. That green one.
You know what I'm making? Purdy.
That's beautiful. That looks like one of those ice buns with cherries on the top, doesn't it? Look at that. That is absolutely fantastic because you've got you've got the green smartie right in the centre, you clever boy. What does this one remind you of? Two eyes and a smiley mouth.
Okay.
Right, what's happened to this one up here, this orange one? Whoops. There we are, put another one on that one. And that looks like two eyes and two nostrils, somebody's nose and a smile, doesn't it?
Right, where can I put this one?
Wherever, love. You don't have to put it with another pink, you can put it on another one. Look, we've only one purple smartie. And orange ones are my favourite. Now, we've made 18 buns. Because Purdy is 18, isn't she? Is that why we've done 18 buns?
Yeah.
They look very nice. Right, how many smarties have you put on that one?
Masses,
beautiful. Isn't that lovely?
Please can I have one?
Well, you can in a minute. Just from, they're for Purdy's birthday, really, aren't they? Shall we sing happy birthday to Purdy?
Yeah, again.
Right, again. We'll sing it again.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Purdy.
Happy birthday
to you. Hip hip. Hooray. Hip hip. Hooray.
Bob the Builder.
Hip hip. Hooray. Where's Bob the Builder? Oh, right, yes. Now, do you know what else we've got to put on there?
What?
Birthday candles. Haven't we? Should we put a birthday candle on one of each of them? On each one of them, I mean. Yes?
I eat an old hat and mummy. I eat an old hat and take your lap and in the dustbin. I can have a sweetie.
Well, I think if you eat one of those, you're going to be sick, aren't you? Mummy. Mummy.
I'll show you what sweetie.
Right, okay. Now, don't they look nice? So another thing, some jelly babies. Jelly babies are nice to put on. So chocolate buttons.
Hey!
And then sugar strands.
What I found?
What have you found?
An empty sweet carton.
An empty sweet carton. Yes, the Smartie carton. Ah!
And I found that as well.
Don't they look nice, those?
I'm going to this boy, please.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, then. Just a minute. I think we'll save this icing because we can have some biscuits, can't we? Right, would you like to just kind of sit in your chair?
Okay.
Do you think Purdy would be pleased with those? Mm. I think she will. I like those orange smarties. I know you've done the red ones for Mummy because they're like fun. But orange smarties are Mummy's favourite.
I love.
They're nice. It tastes really nice. Take the paper case off, Poppet, otherwise you need the paper. What does it taste like?
Nice.
I'm going to have this one here with the orange smarties. Some have got three smarties, some have got two, so I've just got one.
Mummy, be careful because there might be some icing on the others.
Right, don't worry. Ah, look, I've got two paper cases on my little bun. That's funny. Who is in charge of paper cases? The expert, Thomas. Here you are, cheers. Happy birthday, Purdy. Happy birthday, boy. This is a treat, isn't it? Oh, tastes very nice with the orange smarties.
Stuck with a blue one.
Is it?
I forgot you should get another blue one.
Pardon? Pardon?
I like the yummers.
Well, the icing's set, I'll put them in a tin for later.
Well, I want another one, I can.
All right, tea time, we can have some more. And then we'll put candles on them.
And then we'll say happy birthday.
To Birdie, that's right. And then next week we'll have a cake. On Friday, when Nana and Grandma come over, we'll have a cake and it can be a joint Nana's birthday and Purdy's birthday. Can't it?